You're listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast, hosted by Joe Hunter on the Sound of Life at soundoflife.org.
We are very privileged to have the group Unspoken come to the new Living Water location in Poughkeepsie on Friday night, September 22nd. Had the great opportunity to talk to a co-founder of the group, Chad Madsen. Here you are. I want to first of all compliment you. You know, you've come through the pandemic, you guys, and you really look very sharp, very smart. And you must get compliments on that.
Oh, I don't know. All the glory to God. I mean, we took some time off, you know, and enjoyed the season where we weren't on the road for the first time in 20 years. Mm. And it kind of gave us new legs, and we're still trying to finish up our record and, you know, get all that situated. But personally, it's been wonderful, and all the band is wonderful. Like, we're enjoying touring. There's so much good stuff.
Now, you guys will probably show up in Poughkeepsie with a bus. You know, everybody does, but a lot of people probably don't realize that for like 11 years, you guys were all in a van.
That is so true. 11. It might have been closer to 12 or 13, but yes, every time we step on that bus, for the original three that are still left, we praise God. We're just like, thank you, Lord.
So now you guys, speaking of the original, and I was going to say, you're still from Maine, and you're still ex-drug addict, I guess. Is that the way you say that?
Yes, sir. So. Delivered, filled with the Spirit. Hallelujah.
Wow.
I will say, I am not a drug addict anymore. Hallelujah. But ooh. I'm in recovery from a million other things. So God is still working on me. I have not arrived, but because of Jesus, I stand right before God. Thank you, Lord.
Ooh, I love it. Now, that's something else. Now, what about the members in the group? Because I know your buddy, your pal, your co-unspoken starter person went off for because he had another job, I guess. He started working on something else, so he had to do that.
Well, I think, you know, after all these years, I think it was probably 2017, maybe beginning of 17, Michael, who I met in the Dominican Republic, who we started the group. We didn't know we were starting it, but we wanted to preach the gospel and use our gifts to get people to listen to the message, and that's how it started. And so, you know, he had three kids, and he had a successful real estate business that was building, and that's what happened. And then the other original three, so it was Mike and I first, then John, who I grew up with in Maine, who graduated college, 4-year degree, Valley Forge Christian College,
yeah,
to come work for Unspoken at $30 a week.
Woo! Wow.
with a 4-year degree. And then our drummer is originally from Puerto Rico, but we met in New Jersey while we were living in Philadelphia. And so we've been 20, 19, and 18 years.
And that's Ariel. Now, he got pretty sick, didn't he? That was during the pandemic thing, the COVID thing, right?
Yes, he did.
Is he
got really sick.
Yeah, because we were all praying
for
him.
He almost died. Like, he literally almost died. He was in the hospital for at least 2 weeks by himself. It was right at the moment. I was in with him one full day. He was in 2 days. His wife was there the first day, and then I went to relieve her the second day. Was there 8-10 hours. And then the next day, they didn't allow any more visitors. And so he was in there 2 weeks by himself. And the support and the love, from the letters that we got and the packages that we got sent to the hospital, and then my friends, you know, all of our friends that were producers and writers coming and driving around the hospital and praying, and our home group, we're all in a home group together, and our home group, you know, meet every day and pray outside his window. Like, it was amazing.
Mm.
And he's doing well and healthy and all of that.
Wow, I appreciate you sharing that. That was pretty amazing, because that was kind of a heartbreaking time for many people. It was so unreal. Wow. Now, I know I taught that all before that you were talking about, you're a prolific songwriter. Are you still?
Well, I don't know about prolific, but I will say that we have worked hard to, you know, I remember the first time we moved to Nashville, we were up in the Northeast for 8 years maybe, and then we moved to Nashville in 2009, and we had the opportunity, by the grace of God, to get in the rooms with all these songwriters that had written all these big songs, and some were just beginning, and some had already, you know, had success in the industry, and they really taught us how to cultivate and write songs. And I remember the first time that we went in, with a guy named Tony Wood, who is a veteran songwriter. He has had more hits than anybody that you could think of. He's a deacon at his church. He's a wonderful believer and an older guy. And there was a sign on his door or on his wall in there that said, writing songs is 10% inspiration, 90% perspiration. And that blew our minds, because at that point we thought, well, we get inspired to write. We write in the moment, and there you go. And really, it's not about inspiration. It's about putting in the work and asking God to show up. And, I mean, even now, we're on this fourth or fifth record that we've got, and we've written 90 songs for it. And, wow. You know, so out of the 90, you know, maybe 15 of them are good, maybe 3 of them are great, and we still don't have everything we need for the record. Of course, we're super picky and all of that, but so it's hard work. It's, you know,
wow.
It's got a smile on it, but I'm grateful for this. I can tell you this, that, you know, the way that God has used music and in general, but, you know, our music as well, has been humbling and unbelievable. It's eternal. It's supernatural. It's amazing.
Well, I think everybody loves music. You know, I mean, if you want somebody to get upset about something, just start talking about different types of music, you know. As someone who grew up down south, I mean, you know. But it's interesting, isn't it? God didn't have to do that in us. But that is a very, very big part of us, like loving, you know, that music is right there. And I thank you for being a part of it.
Well, I'm grateful for it. You know, with the birth of the internet since I was a kid, and now, you know, there are so many talented people. Like the gifts that God has given creation, you know, is just amazing. Secular, non-believers, believers. Obviously, there's something eternal that happens when you have the Holy Spirit and you use that gift. But music is one of the few things that follows us into heaven from here on earth. Food is another, hallelujah. but yeah, it's a beautiful thing to be a part of. It's a universal language, and it really speaks to people. And I remember back in the day just reading that scripture about how David had played the harp skillfully for Saul, and Saul was tormented by spirits, and of course at this point Saul had been disobedient and time again, and God removed his spirit from him, and he was tortured by spirits and whatnot, and depressed, anxious, all of it, and David going in and playing. And so I just thought, you know, wow, it didn't say he sung, it didn't say he read from the Torah, it said that he played skillfully on a harp. And the spirits left, and I thought, wow, how powerful is music?
Absolutely. We'd all agree with that, man, I tell you. So, Chad, is there something that, how's it going with your family now? What's your family like?
Well, I've got a 6'1" son who's stronger and taller than me, 16 years old, just bought a car, worked hard at Chick-fil-A, saved up his money, and so that's pretty fun. I've got a junior in high school. That's my son. And then I have a 13-year-old who starred in that Reason video that we had.
That's awesome.
10-year-old. Yeah, 10-year-old, and my 10-year-old is a great soccer player, and they're all good kids. You know, being a parent is hard, but I'm often seeing the correlation between me parenting and God parenting me, which is kind of a beautiful thing. And I know we're going to screw up our kids, but the grace of God is able to do more than we can. It's bigger than our faults. So we believe in God for our kids. And we also know we have these beautiful scriptures that remind us that, you know, God starts a work and he finishes it. You know, there's nothing God puts his hands to that he doesn't finish. And I only say this and inspired to say this because of all the people that have wayward children, and I was one, and just seeing the promises of God and holding on to those things and praying for protection and praying for, you know, God to move quickly in our children's lives. And so let that just be an encouragement that he promises to finish the work he starts. And that's for our kids as well.
You ever grab one of your sons sometime and say, listen, kid, you don't want to go down the path that I had to go down. You don't want to have to do that.
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, I have one son who's 16, and then I have two daughters. But you know, our hope is that none of our kids, you know, go and walk away from the Lord or run from God. You know, but I think the thing is that we get to trust that God, you know, will be faithful to us, and we'll finish the work he started.
Chad, are any of your children going to go into music, you think?
Well, you know, I'd say I hope not, but but at the same, you know, it's a really rough life that, you know, but in the same way, it keeps you close to God, in the same way, it shows you the, you know, the provision of God and his spirit. And so two of my kids love music. And two of them, the older two, would love to do music. The younger one, I think, just wants to marry some rich Christian guy.
That's a pretty good idea, too. Well, she'll find out, I guess. Wow. Is there anyone anywhere in music, that you, like, really admire? I'm not saying you would copy them or anything, you know, but you like what they're doing?
Oh, there's a lot, you know. Yeah. When we were up in the Northeast, before we had gotten in, you know, down to Nashville and whatnot, we had always heard that the Christian music industry was worse than the secular music industry, and we have not found that. We have not found that to be true at all. Now, I will say this, that a lot of Christian record labels are owned by secular companies, and there's a few that aren't. And so, you know, what happens when you're... you know, when your company is owned by, you know, Sony Secular or whatever, and I'm not trying to dog anyone.
Right.
What I'm trying to say is that, you know, it's a business. There's bottom lines. There's all that stuff. But we have found that I would say 90% of the people that we have met over the years absolutely are in this for all the right reasons. I look up to Casting Crowns, not as much musically, although I think they write great songs. But after touring with them and all of that, it's like they're like the top of the top integrity, gospel, Jesus stuff. I mean, but everybody is. Like, we were out with Toby Mac on Hits Deep, and every Sunday we have a tour church, and he'd come out and he'd talk about something that was amazing. And I was like, dude, you know, you should be a pastor. I mean, shoot, you know. So it's just, it's a beautiful thing to see all these wonderful people with gifts and talents using them for God and being legitimate followers of Jesus.
Yeah, I think, you know, for regular fans, they probably don't realize that you go through quite a bit. And there's some artists, obviously, have been through some of the worst of life and clung to God. And so, you know, they grow from that. So that's good. I'm glad you're sharing that. I really, that's a big deal.
I just want people to know that there's legitimate, 90% are legitimate believers that love God, that want to serve God with their music. Are they faulty? Yes. So am I. You know, are they perfect? No. But They are wonderful, faithful servants to God. So it's been a beautiful. I'd love to see it.
Well, you know, one of the things I always think about with you guys is leaving family, traveling. Nowadays, which is just a whole lot of fun. You know, man, I tell you, we just love to get out and travel. How can we, you know, and having to perform and stuff, that is an amazing thing. But how can we pray for Chad and the guys of Unspoken?
You know, I think the prayer is the same with anybody who's doing anything. It's like, you know, the accountant can spend so much time at work and be so focused on all of that that, you know, they miss the things that God has right in front of them. And so I think, you know, staying close to God is one thing that you can pray. Because we know as we stay close to the Lord, we're not going to miss what he has. And he's going to lead us and guide us. And we're going to hear and obey and, you know, all of that. And then another is just, you know, that we'd be, you know, intentional husbands and dads. It's so important in this culture for the men of this of the church to step up and lead their families, and I just want to be one of those men. You know, so there's that. You know, there's no joke that it is a very interesting time to be a believer. It's a very interesting time to raise kids with the internet, and I mean, it's crazy stuff, and we need the Bible to guide us into truth. We need the Spirit, you know, to lead us there. We need people around us, you know, bad company corrupts good character. We need to be surrounded by people that love God. And so, I mean, all of that kind of stuff and safety and, of course, you know, Lord, give us hits. Give us hits. That'd be fun, too.
That's always fun. Absolutely. Well, you know, you're talking about that whole internet thing. I was thinking about, because there's so much talent. And it's just absolutely amazing. And but it has opened up that whole internet thing. The social media thing has really opened it up for people like Katie Nicole, for instance, you know, that I see. And so God bless you. I mean, you know, it's people can find out about a lot of different people and artists that, you know, maybe didn't squeeze through that gauntlet of being on the radio kind of thing, you know? So,
yeah, it's crazy time. My artist relations guy, meaning the guy that is my point person at our record label, was just telling me in a meeting the other day that 10,000 songs a day get uploaded to the internet, you know? So there's tons of options, tons of stuff out there, and so anybody who's had the ability to reach somebody, whether, you know, back in the day we just did our best to serve where we were, you know, and so for people who are, you know, wanting to be in music and ministry and all of that, it seems like we're all waiting for God to do something amazing, and maybe God's just in all the day-to-day mundane stuff.
That's it.
And use your gifts to serve, and God will open doors as he sees fit. I mean, that's one of the hard things, is just accepting the sovereignty of God and trusting that he knows best. I mean, I want to be bigger than Toby Mac. But, you know, if that's not God's plan for me, you know, may I be faithful with whatever the plan is. But, yeah.
That is the message I keep getting over and over. Absolutely. In the mundane, you know, the washing the dishes, the taking care of the kids and things like that. And that's where God is going to visit. Absolutely. Boy, and they love that. So that's really neat, man. Speaking of preachers, there's Chad Madsen. he's talking. So you got something lively coming up. I think one of the best things about your concert is when you guys delve into other types of music that you personally like. I mean, I know people really, they like that part. Please tell me you didn't do away with that.
I didn't. It's an idea that we had years ago, and we finally did it, and now we get to just change the songs. It can live forever because, you know, there's so much music that we grew up on and whatnot, and so we can we've just revamped that, and so it's fun. I'm really excited about this fall tour. We have this new young artist named Cade Thompson, who's just a great kid. He loves the Lord. We run a men's Bible study on Tuesday mornings here in the Nashville area, and Cade, at 23 or 4 or 5 years old, shows up at 7 o'clock in the morning with a bunch of men. J.J. Weeks is going to be out with us, and he's just an anointed singer and speaker. And then again, you know, we've got a new set. We got the fire of God in us, and just, you know, wanting to see, you know, wanting to have fun. And we know we're in the entertainment business, but even more than that, you know, we're in the business of trying to point people to Jesus and have them encounter God. And so it's going to be powerful and it's going to be fun. So we're really excited. I haven't been to Poughkeepsie in a long time. We've got wonderful memories and friends that were there. We've been going there for well over a decade, more than that. And it's just great that we get to come back and be right there at one of the same venues that we've been all these years. I'm really excited. I actually told my booking agency, listen, I know you guys are going to book this tour, but I'd like to call a bunch of friends of mine that we used to go play all the time and haven't been in a couple of years. And so we've got, you know, 5 or 6 of the 15 dates are going to be places that we hadn't been in a bunch of years. And
wow,
that's exciting to us.
Absolutely. I'm glad you're on a Friday night, too. That's pretty awesome. So thanks, Chad. I appreciate that. I'm sure you got about a million things you got to do, and I appreciate you squeezing me in. I really do. Pretty amazing. You're very well spoken.
Oh, I
always love to hear you talk. I mean, I could, you know, I'm one of those guys you get in trouble with when people start talking to. They're like, oh my gosh, I should have never even started him going. But I appreciate you. I really do. So
I appreciate the work that you guys are doing, and you know, Christian radio, and you know, in the Northeast, it's, you know, we know that it's one of the most unchurched places. It's a difficult place to do ministry. You know, against popular belief, you know, people in this kind of ministry aren't rich.
You know,
so there's a passion there and a sustaining from the Lord. And so we just appreciate what you guys are doing.
Yeah.
Believe me. And all the stories that we hear. In fact, my mother-in-law really got saved and baptized because she started listening to Christian radio. Did one of those 30-day challenges. And it wasn't shortly after that she said, you know what? I'm going to stop running from God. And,
wow.
So, you know, the ministry of Christian radio and Christian music has been huge.
Wow. Thank you. I appreciate that.
You've been listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast on the Sound of Life, the Hudson Valley's 100% listener-funded Christian radio station. For more information on upcoming events, contests, to ask for prayer, and to become a member of the Sound of Life family by supporting the station, visit us at soundoflife.org.